What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Christy Chaos. How you doing? I'm wearing a purple shirt. I'm ready to go. My child, I got to go to Los Angeles later today, and then I'm not coming back till Thursday morning. My child can be born any day. I have a feeling as soon as I touch down in L.A., Vinny's water's going to break, and then I'm going to have to get back on a Spirit Airlines flight and connect 17 times to get back. But I do feel like I'm going to walk in. As soon as the baby's crowning, I feel like I'm going to get in. I feel like I'm going to be there one way or another. My father's going to be there. I know one way or another, if I'm not there, my father will be there with the New York Post. Homeless Pimp will be there with a 4K lens and a Zoom recorder. And everybody, and it's going to be fine. But I am very nervous, and it's making me angry that I'm doing a TV show. Even though I'm blessed to have a TV show, it's making me angry that I love talking to the fans from my couch, you know, and enjoy the work that we do here. And I hope this makes your day better, but it's making me angry that I have to go now across country to do these things and I could potentially miss the birth of my child. But hey, listen, here's the thing. Here's the Anxiety Tuesday segment, starting off early, is I made the decision to do this. So what you start, you finish, okay? What you start, you finish. And I have to just go ahead and do this and finish the show. By the way, the show is actually great. It's called Backyard Bar Wars. It starts July 8th, 10:30 on True TV. And we were making fun of it for a while here. DeRosa calls it Backyard Barn Wars, which is hilarious. And me and Pimp have been talking for the past few months, like, oh shit, am I going to look like a cornball hosting a TV show? Is it stupid? What is it? But yo, after seeing the trailer in the first episode, me and Pimp kind of agree. Yo, it's not a bad show. It's like, I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, break down barriers with the show. I'm not saying I'm the next Seinfeld. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not a bad show, to be honest with you. It's really not. Show. It's fun. It's actually a fun show. It's drinking, building shit, and having fun. So it's like, what do you want, you know? And it's me and the Downing brothers, who are two identical twins who are firefighters from Chicago. So you can flick your bean a little bit to them because they're hotties with bodies from Chi-Town.
What show would be your nightmare show to be on?
Nightmare show to
or
be...
To be known for.
Nightmare show to be known for... Probably To Catch a Predator. That'd be my nightmare show to be known for. I would say To Catch a Predator. But honestly, dude, look, hosting television, it's harder. It's a little hard, the show I'm doing, because it takes 2 weeks to film an episode because they have to build the bars and they custom build the bars and we got to be on set. But yo, hosting, but the set is like somebody's backyard, but hosting like a game show, that's like the easiest thing ever. You're in a studio. It takes a few hours to film. You dick around with the contestants. You ask dumb questions. You get paid a boatload of money. And then you go home. Where what I got to do is, you know, 12-hour days. And I'm not saying, woe is me. Again, very thankful to have, you know, I just bought a house. So it's like I need to make money. Especially when Vinny throws me out, I'm going to have to pay her mortgage and my rent.
People don't get how hard it is to make a show. Like, I talked to Vincent D'Onofrio from Law & Order.
Yeah.
And he had a full mental breakdown.
I believe it.
From having to do 17-hour days for years.
Vincent D'Onofrio is also the alien in the beginning of Men in Black that goes sugar and water. That's what it is, dude. I know. Every time I would treat a stroke patient, when I was a physical therapist, I would go sugar and water. And they wouldn't laugh because they have no feeling in their face. It happens, though.
Have you made sure your flight isn't canceled? Have you seen this?
What happened? American Airlines was forced to cancel hundreds of flights this weekend due to significant staff shortages and maintenance issues. The airline says it will continue to cancel 50 to 80 flights a day well into July. 50 to 80 flights a day? I'm flying JetBlue. If dude, if I get out to LA and JetBlue starts canceling flights, what am I going to do?
There's a lot of shortages right now. Random shit.
But what am I going to do? Would I have to take the train home then? What could I honestly do?
Oh, you on the train back, you'd hate the train. Have you ever done like cross-country trains?
No, you've done cross-country train rides?
I've done train rides up and down the East Coast, and it's terrible.
Terrible, right? Because you just sit there. How long would a cross-country train ride take from California, from LA to New York?
I think it took us like 4 days to get to Florida from here.
From New York. That's a very white trash thing to do, is take the train down to Florida.
I am white trash. My parents were proud of it, too. I'm like,
By the way, speaking of white trash, I bombed. I did a comedy for Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, the other day, and I talked about it on Hey Babe, and I absolutely bombed. And then I went to go give him his birthday gift, which was a friend of mine made sneakers for him, and Steve didn't want them. But I have the sneakers here, and I just want to shout them out. Bro, look at these kicks. Look at how beautiful these are with the Mets. Even if you're not a Mets fan, which I'm not, I'm a Yankees fan. But I think that these are dope. I think that these are dope, and I just want to give a shout out to him. What's his Instagram? Anthony DeLucia at Lucia Footwear, LuciaFootwearco. So go follow him on Instagram. I thought the kicks were great, but dude, the way that I bombed at this gig was like epic. First of all, it was multi-billionaires, Steve Cohen, Tommy Mottola. Tommy Mottola, who, Steve Cohen, by the way, was the greatest guy of all time, the owner of the Mets, fantastic guy. Tommy Mottola, who used to date Mariah Carey, or used to be married to Mariah Carey. I said in the beginning of the show, I said, hey, I was such a big fan of Mariah Carey when I was a little kid. And Mottola goes, I guess you were also a big fan of cock when you were a little kid. And then started laughing at me and threw a crab cake at me. And it was a solid show. Steve Cohen said he'd pay me double to do less time, which is exactly what I did. And then he told me that he would invite me to a Mets game and to look out for any email or DM, and I've still yet to receive them. So what the fuck?
How was it doing comedy for billionaires? There were a couple billionaires there, right?
Dude, because normally when I do comedy for like very wealthy people, I know what to do. I just beat the shit out of myself. I just start to say I went to Nassau Community College and how much I suck and I'm a peasant. And then what I do is I turn the tide and then I start ripping into them and calling them scumbags and how many families they've ruined and what pieces of shit they are and white privilege and what 1% and they're lizard people. And they usually love it. They love it because nobody talks to them like that. I'm like, you're all having sex with your maids, you scumbags, you know, like all that. And they usually love it, you know? They were laughing, but I also think, like, you know, they own the Met, they're baseball owners. So, like, I don't know. Normally I perform for, like, Morgan Stanley or, like, bankers, but these were, like, I don't know. They own baseball teams. It just felt different. Vin, are you all right? What is your water breaking? You're hungry? There's rice balls right there. Have a rice ball. All right, go to chrisdcomedy.com for stand-up tickets. I'm coming all over. I got Providence, Rhode Island, Eatontown, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Nashville, Tennessee, and the Fox Theater at Foxwoods, Connecticut, Newark, New Jersey, Seattle, Portland, chrisdcomedy.com. More shows coming. I'm bringing TT if she's allowed to leave the state. Okay. Vinny's talking. You want an egg sandwich?
Egg sandwich.
No? Okay. All right. So, you know, pretty much it was good. But by the way, did you see this? Manhattan City Council candidate caught with dominatrix in leaked sex video. Dude, do you realize I'm not into dominatrix, but then again, I've never tried it. Do you think you could get turned on by somebody pinching your nipples with clothespins?
Definitely not. I've had friends who do like that though, but they're usually wealthier people.
Yeah. Oh, so the wealthy, because I think when you get so wealthy, there's just, it gets to the point where it's like, what else is going to make you hard? You know? Hey, Delilah, earmuffs, honey. Shit. Yeah. So, okay. She okay? We got the whole family here today. All right, baby. You good? Daddy's almost done with the podcast. Crazy sock day. All right. Vin, you good? Do you feel like you're going to give birth? You do? What do you mean? But I have to go to LA. She's like, don't go to LA, don't work, but also buy me this house. I'm like, yo, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I know it's an emergency. So what should I do? Should I make up an excuse right now? And hey, TT.
Hi.
Look at TT's here too.
I'm over here doing a little cleaning.
Yeah, well, listen, TT's got a cleaning business. TT's got a cleaning business. So if you want to, have your house cleaned, then you can hire TT.
Yes. Hi, guys.
No, Delilah, I'm off the camera.
I'm over here doing a little cleaning at Chris's house.
Yes.
At Vinny's.
I'm Chrissy Clorox.
Have you ever used that Clorox kills 99.9%?
Speak it to the mic.
The mic. Here we go again with this damn ass mic.
Delilah, go in your room and close the door.
Have you ever tried this Clorox? It kills 99.9% virus and bacteria. It's really, really good.
You think I could kill everything?
You can't kill everything with this, but.
TT, do you love me? Are you grinding? Oh, shit.
TT. Do you love me?
Jesus. TT.
Why?
Are you excited about going on the helicopter ride with a homeless pimp tomorrow?
Guess what?
What
this
happened?
This is my first time ever getting on a helicopter. I never got in a plane in my life.
Never been on a plane?
Over 50 years already, never got in a plane or a helicopter. I am so excited. And I'm not nervous either.
You're not nervous.
It's just so excited to get up there.
So you've never flown in an object. You've never been high except the times you've done meth.
Ever in my life. Yeah. Never.
You ever did meth?
No, I never did meth.
What's the craziest drug you ever did?
Craziest drug I ever did? Well, it was coke.
Cocaine.
Crack.
Did you get to do
crack? But it was freebase at that time.
You were freebase crack?
Freebase.
What does it feel like to freebase crack? When you free, take me through
it
the moment.
It sucks. Really, really, really? Really? Tell you the truth, it sucks.
Why?
Yeah.
What is it? Delilah, I need you to listen to this. Why does it suck to freebase crack cocaine? We're not doing that, right? Not in Miss Q's class.
Who's Q's class?
So tell me what happened when you freebase crack cocaine. What year was it?
That was, wow, so many years ago.
But what year would you say if you had to guesstimate?
I'll say like around 2000 and... I don't know, like 2000.
Like 2000. So pre 9/11, yeah. Freebase and cocaine.
Oh, great way to start the millennium.
Yeah, great way to start the millennium. Y2K.
No, do not try it, guys.
Don't try it.
Terrible.
Where did you freebase it?
Huh?
Where did you do it?
Where did I do it? Anywhere. Anywhere I could find a hole and get in there and do it.
You were just freebasing coke.
What got you on it?
What got you to freebase?
Well, it started with weed. I started smoking weed.
Oh, the gateway drug.
For marijuana, they introduced me to coke. I started sniffing coke. From coke, they introduced me to that bullshit, freebase.
So what is freebase crack cocaine? What does it mean to freebase?
It's almost the same, right? I guess freebase is the same
shit.
Don't
look at pimp. You did it.
Yeah, I did it. Sometimes I do drugs that I don't even know what the fuck they are.
But you don't do drugs anymore.
No,
You haven't done a drug.
See, look at my body. I'm getting all
look
this
at that.
Ass.
TT's tight
all
as fuck.
Titties and everything.
Yes, but look at what t-shirt costs. Show everyone those titties.
No. That costs money.
That's it. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Ain't no freebies around here.
Yeah.
This is freebasing right here.
Okay, so what freebasing crack cocaine is it's produced by mixing the original cocaine with a combination of water and baking soda. Freebase cocaine comes from using ammonia to extract the base. Right. So you have to use ammonia and water. It's like baking a cake.
You use baking soda and coke and just heat it up and cook it.
You know what, TT? Me and Vin yesterday were watching. By the way, if Vinny has the baby, you have to go to the hospital and stand in as the father. You know that, right?
No.
You have to be there. If I
can't
get there in time.
Once they see me, they're going to know I'm not the father of that baby.
You never know. They're going to, it's a new world.
Ain't no way I could go in there and stand straight like
uh-oh,
a Jew.
It's cold in here.
Ain't no way. They're going to know. No. That's not the father.
It's cold in here.
I got to go to the Murray Show. We got to go to the Murray Show.
Maury Povich. Shout out, yes. Maury. TT, guess what? Yesterday I was watching John Oliver. You know, John Oliver, a comedian, has his great show, John Oliver Tonight on HBO. What's his name of the show called?
John Oliver
Tonight or something like that. It's a great show.
He's been great.
John Oliver's awesome. But he did a whole segment on how about the prisons are overheated and they will not put air conditioners in the prisons.
No,
and inmates are dying left and right.
They,
so that's true. That's the summer months right here.
They do not have no air conditioner in prison.
They don't.
All they do, they sell them little ass fans. They're about 6 inches.
Right.
The biggest 6 inches. Yeah. That's the only thing they sell there. They don't have no air conditioner, nothing. You be like you're in a fireball, like you're inside an oven.
Really?
What?
So did you ever have people pass out from the heat?
Yes, people. I have passed out too.
You passed out from the heat?
Yes, I have passed out. I was making love with somebody and it was getting so hot and I was sweating like a motherfucker.
Really?
And I was in that showers and then we had the shower on. It was hot water and it was summertime.
Yeah.
What happened to me? I almost fainted in that motherfucking shower. Why anybody could have come after him and hit me and hit me and hit me?
Was it a one night stand? That you make a love to this person, or was it someone you were in a relationship with?
No, it was a relationship. But I also have few of them. Not only one. I have a few. Couple.
What's the most romantic thing a man's done in prison for you?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Oh my god!
Let's talk about romance. What happened?
Cook me some dinner.
What they cook you? Do you remember the food?
The only thing that you could cook in there really most of the time is fish, box of chicken. You know that chicken that comes in the box?
Okay.
That and rice, beans. They're pretty good stuff.
Wait, what? Chicken in a box? What is it, like cereal?
No, not that cereal. The chicken, the fried chicken that comes in the box.
Are you wearing Vinny's earrings, by the way? Are those Vinny's?
No, are my earrings. Oh, okay.
What was romantic about it?
I can't say
it?
Who gave them to me. Somebody gave them to me. I can't say.
Homeless Pimp. Did you give him those earrings? What are the chances you and Homeless Pimp go out on a date for real? Because he's single now.
That's my cool buddy.
But you would, though. But
Pimp
if he wanted,
cool.
But if he wanted it, he could have it. Pimp's cute.
No.
You don't think Pimp's cute?
Pimp is a really handsome dude. But I don't see Pimp like that. Now I see Pimp like family now.
Like family.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm in the friend zone, Chris. Stop playing.
Yeah.
You get friend zoned by everybody on this show.
You're crazy.
So you're so excited about the helicopter rides tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Oh,
wait
my
a minute, but
God.
I want to go back. Why was it romantic? Why was this dinner romantic?
Yeah, so Chrissy Chaos.
I mean, it's romantic because
was it candlelit?
No, ain't no candles in prison.
No,
but
right.
Turn on the lighter and just hold on to it.
That's it.
Ain't no candles in prison.
No, right?
No, but there's a lot of shit you can make. I used to make candles, though, with an apple. With an apple, yes, and take some wax. We used to take some wax and wrap it on paper toilet and everything, like burn something plastic and wrap it around the paper toilet and put it inside the candle of the apple.
Talking to Mike.
And the apple, and we used to light it up like a candle.
Lit it up like a candle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then that was nice. That was romance.
Yeah, it was romance.
We should do a jailhouse arts and crafts book.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? We should.
Would they do anything nice for you guys, like on the weekends, like Saturday, Sunday? Would like the rules be lifted a little bit, like a weekend offer? There's no weekends in prison.
Yeah, lock the fuck in. That's it.
So to you.
Lock the fuck in. There ain't nothing they're going
to
give you.
So to you, there was no difference between Monday and Saturday. It was the same day.
It was the same day. Every day, the same shit. Every day, the same food. Every day, the same
shit.
Was
there any food that was actually decent in there? Like, was there any food that you grew to like, or the food sucked for 10 years?
The food really sucked. The only thing that I liked, the only thing was the sausage.
We know why. Listen back to the last episode.
My favorite.
If you want to hear about TT's the sausage in the ass, I think that was a Patreon episode.
That was
patreon.com/ChristyComedy. If you want to, that was a wild story. Go listen to why Miranda put the sausage up. TT's last name is Miranda. Okay, how about this? TT, what do you think of this? New Zealand names transgender athlete Hubbard to women's Tokyo Olympics weightlifting team. So a transgender athlete, a man who became a woman, is now on the women's Olympic weightlifting team. What do you think of that?
A man that became a woman
is now on the women's Olympic team. What do you think?
I think that's great.
You think that's great? You don't have a problem with men who become women competing in women's sports?
No.
Because
it's like me. If I want to compete into something like the show that American...
Top Model?
Yeah, American's Top Model.
Yeah.
If I want to go in the American most, what's it called though?
America's Top Model?
No, it's not called like that.
Which one? America's
Ninja Warrior?
With Tyra Banks.
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, America's Next
Top Model. So if you want to be America's Next Top
Model. If I want to be America's Next Top Model, I could go into America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
They can judge you because of that.
No. Wait, TT, do you want to go on America's Next Top Model? Is that what you're saying?
I want to go into America's Next Top Model.
Can we make this happen? Seriously,
I
want
to go into America next time. I want to get in contact with Tyra Banks.
Tyra, please.
Get that set up. We're going to go into America next top model.
Tag Tyra Banks.
DT Jerry's going to be an America next top model.
Okay. Please tag Tyra Banks in this. Get this to Tyra Banks' attention. Wait a minute. So you think you should be able to compete as a woman in America's next top model?
As a woman.
No problem.
America next top model. I agree.
Wait a minute. We might as well cut to the chase. Look into camera and tell Tyra Banks why you should be America's Next Top Model.
It's your moment.
Hi, Tyra Banks. How you doing? This is DT Jerry, and I'm here.
Stop. Do it for real.
Chris, stop.
Do it for real.
Stop, Chris. You're looking at me. You're making me laugh.
Tell Tyra Banks why you need to be America's Next Top Model. It's Tyra. It's Tyra
Banks. This is not really TT Jerry. You got to see TT Jerry when she transforms.
Yes.
So I'm willing to go into your show and make it all the way to American number one top model.
That's why.
Dee Jerry, I want to get in there, Tyra Banks.
That's it.
Please get me in
turn
there.
Turn to the side profile. Look at that scrunchie. That's my daughter's scrunchie that she has in her hair.
Yeah, that's
my daughter's scrunchie.
I found that when I was doing the house cleaning.
That's what it is, because clean house, the cleaning lady. Okay, so Tyra Banks heard that. So, wow, that's very interesting. You never know what's going to happen here on the Chrissy Chaos Show when TT comes in. It's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood of Chaos. TT wants to be on America's Next Top Model. Let's get her there. I want to get her there. Listen, playing in a sport...
Even if it's just for fun, Tyra Banks, get me in there.
No. We don't do anything just for fun.
We do a lot of things for fun and to win it too, but...
Yes. No, listen, it's fun. but do you think, though, because, okay, being on a modeling show, that's one thing, but being competing in sports... Like, my thing is, if a man becomes a woman, she still has the strength of a man because...
Right.
But she's competing against women... But she's got the strength and testosterone still of a man. So she's so much... You could weight more.
I don't think that's right, because he got all that strength now as he still got that strength as a dude competing with other women. Weightlifters.
Right, it's not fair.
I don't think it's fair, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But don't you know that when you take hormones and all that, you don't get that strength as you used to have it before.
But you still are very... You're still stronger than most women,
though
you're taking estrogen.
Yes, of course.
Right?
True. Yes,
so,
true.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were competing in women's sports...
But let me tell you something still. There's a lot of women out there that will beat the living shit out of you.
There's so many women out there.
They are so fucking strong.
Yeah, one of them's in the back room. Her name's Vinny.
She's dying to really kick your ass.
Well, the only positive about doing the podcast like this.
I think when she gets burned, you better run.
Right.
You better not be around for 2 weeks.
That's a good thing, too, is I can say whatever I want because I know her ass ain't waddling out here to yell at me. So I can say whatever I want. And I got TT to protect me. She's going to come down here like a bowling ball.
I do think we should warn TT modeling's a dangerous industry.
Okay, here's the thing. We Googled it. Modeling can be dangerous. You could fall victim to unethical business practices with owner agency, sexual harassment, and assault. TT, very common.
That's okay with the sexual harassment. I could deal with that.
Eating disorders.
I could deal with that part there. they ain't gonna have a problem with me with that sexual harassment. Hey,
do you think you would ever call that? If somebody ever sexually harassed you, you think you would ever report it to the police, or it would
So I would just let her have fun and just let her go.
Grab your ass, grab it, whatever you want.
Give me a little bit of money and just go.
What do you think of this? Manhattan. We just talked about this. Manhattan City Council candidate caught with dominatrix and leaked sex video. Do you think this Manhattan? His name is Zach Wiener. Do you think he should be
Zach Wiener?
Do you think he should be disqualified from running for Manhattan City Council because this dominatrix sex video got leaked? No, right?
Everybody's allowed to have fun. Everybody's allowed to be themselves and do what they want to do. I mean, that's his private shit. That's what he likes to do.
Right.
You know, why are you going to judge that man because he's doing some crazy shit or whatever?
Let me ask you this. You ever put clothespins on your nipples?
No, but
to turn you on. You ever been in anything dominatrix stuff, like be beaten, or you put a ball gag on, or put a cock ring on, or anything?
The only thing that happened to me when I'm having sex or whatever, they just smack the shit out of my bang.
Oh yeah, that's it.
That's about it. They never put all them crazy shit pins and all that over my back. No,
your butt is real though, right?
Yes,
your butt is not
fake. Yes, of course. Okay. You want to show? You just want to see my butt?
Go ahead.
Now.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Only on Patreon. Only on Patreon I would do that.
Patreon, women.
Only for fans only. Only for fans.
I think this proves he'd be good at office. He can take a beating. He likes getting beating.
He likes getting beat. And you know what? I like to see this out in the open because all these politicians are creepy weirdos behind closed doors.
A whole bunch of them. They're doing it in the low, closed doors and everything. Worse shit than what he's doing.
Yeah.
Why not give him the credit? He's being real with himself.
He's putting
it out there.
Yeah.
Come on. That's what it's about. People being real.
Are you following the mayor race here in New York City?
Yeah, I'm following.
She's a part of it.
She's a part of it. TT's running.
Yeah, I'm a
TT's
part of it.
TT's running for mayor. Hello. We have legally submitted TT's name for mayor race of New York City. So if you're not a resident of New York City, unfortunately, you don't know what's going on. But if you are a resident of New York City, you will see TT's name on the voting ballot, hopefully. Who do you like? If you don't win, who do you like? Andrew Yang, Eric Adams, Catherine Garcia?
I like the Chinese guy.
Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
The Chinese guy. What do you like about him?
Yeah. I mean, he looks decent. He looks honest. You know, he looks like a straight-up dude.
Straight-up dude.
Yeah.
So you like Andrew Yang. And you like Chinese people.
Yeah, because there's a whole bunch of them. They're all fakers, you know. They're all
politicians or Chinese people?
No, politician.
Okay, politicians. Okay, I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, baby. So good. So TT, so now, and let me just say something. When the first time you came on this podcast, you had just gotten out of prison, you were trying to find a job. Now you find work. You're cleaning houses.
You're
out there doing things.
Anybody out there wants TT Jerry to clean their house, you could contact Chrissy or a homeless pimp, and they will let me know. And the good thing about it is that you will have DT Jerry next to you in your house.
Now, let me ask some people.
That's the fun part of it. You will have DT Jerry right there in your living room with you hanging out and cleaning and having fun.
Let me ask you this, DT. Let me ask you this because people have asked me, for an extra charge, can they get a little bit more than a house cleaning?
Depends, you know.
If they... Can I get this? So just so you know.
It depends, hey.
Okay. So they said, good. TT. Okay, here. You ready? We want to take a fan question.
All right.
Remember, you can email the show at ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. That's ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. They must hate me because look at this. I look like a mess, right? I got my
beard. No, you look like a man. No, you look like a man's.
Half man and half woman today.
You're like a minotaur. All right. Here we go. It goes, hey-oh, my name is Carolus. And I'm from Lithuania. I know, it's a weird name, but she's from Lithuania, I'm not sure.
Carolus.
But I'll read it to you. This is for you, though, TT. We want you to answer this. I dated my coworker for a few months, and we decided that in the long run, we would get tired of each other and break up anyways. But right now, we really enjoy our time together, and we are really into one another. So we really like each other, but our different perspectives and lives could make some serious trouble in the future. Please help. Maybe TT could share some insights about getting along and having a lot of fun, plus amazing sex, but seeing huge differences about being together in the long run. Love you, weirdos, and stay gay. Carolus. So what do you think about
stay
that?
Stay gay. I like that part.
Free opening gay. Be in the fog.
Free opening gay.
Be in the fog.
What I would recommend to you, Miss Carolus.
We think it's a girl.
Yeah, it sounds like a girl.
Be a guy.
Well, hey. Miss, Mrs., Mr., whatever.
They.
Yeah, what I suggest is for you to keep on dating, stay single, don't make it nothing serious, continue having fun, continue with the good sex, you know, amazing sex, which he says, right? Or she, whatever.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, amazing sex. Keep it up like that, because once you get intimate with each other and start living as a couple and everything, that's when shit starts messing up.
Right.
The best thing is just keep on having fun. Enjoy yourself, you know?
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Just enjoy.
Keep on being yourself. Keep on being you. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the free life. The free life.
Life. You know? The free life. Because free life. As someone who is in prison, I think a lot of us feel like we're in prisons emotionally and we feel this or that. But the number one thing, we have our freedom. So if you have your freedom, like TT saying, you can love, you can get in and out of relationships, you don't have children involved, you can do whatever you want, you're not trapped.
If you know you're not ready for a relationship yet, don't make no commitments. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's beautiful. It's a blessing.
A great point you made. TT really is the spiritual leader of this summer because everyone just got out of prison, really.
Yes. And TT was in a physical prison. TT was in a physical prison and then got out of physical prison and went right into COVID prison and now is finally getting out of COVID prison. Now he got out of COVID prison. So now TT is truly, truly free. So we hope that TT does not start freebasing crack cocaine and get herself right back in her head.
Don't even say that.
I'm kidding.
I do think maybe TT should give us some advice or give the listeners some advice on how to have a hot girl summer the TT way.
Yeah, how can people have a hot girl summer? You know what I mean? Like have the best summer of their life where they just feel sexy and open and they just having fun. Have a hot girl summer and get out of that prison emotionally because you have survived physical prison, which I would argue is one of the hardest things a human being has to
do.
What
do you mean? As a female for females?
Females or males. How can you tell people, what is TT's advice on having they call it a hot girl summer or a hot boy summer or white boy summer or a thick boy summer? how are people going to have the best summer?
The best summer for myself and for others, I see it as be yourself. Feel free to do whatever you want. Don't get into no relationship. That's number one. Because once you get in a relationship, it's like you fucked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep having fun. Keep doing you. Enjoy your life.
Don't get nobody pregnant.
Enjoy your life. The minute that you know that you're ready to settle down and you really, really want to settle down, that's when you decide about your life. But as for now, continue right. having fun. Date as many people you want to date and live your life.
TT, let me ask you, are you looking to have fun right now or to settle down?
I'm looking for have fun and settle down.
Could you be faithful
to your...
I'm going
to settle down. I'm still going to have fun on the side.
So you can't be
faithful.
There's
only one life to live.
So Vinny's not going to let me hang out with you anymore if you keep saying that. You cannot. I'm not allowed to hang out with anybody who has side pieces.
She will know.
She will know. Oh, shit. I just heard the floor vibrate that she's coming out. She sent me a picture of her feet the other day. I thought it was my next door neighbor's, Anthony's. We got her feet. Yeah, we told her. Did we put her feet on the Patreon? All right. What's up, everybody? If you know me, you know I like hiding websites because I look at illegal porn that I don't want the government to know about. So I use ExpressVPN to hide the websites I don't want you to know about. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that, private. That's the reason why Homeless Pimp isn't in prison, is because he uses ExpressVPN. And guess what? He just got a major discount. He's been living in his family's basement eating honey Nut Cheerios with his hands for the past 2 years because he spends all his money on ExpressVPN. Well, not anymore, because we're going to give him a discount and we're going to give you a discount. If you go to ExpressVPN, that's ExpressVPN.com/chaos. That's ExpressVPN.com/chaos. You're going to get 3 months free. So ExpressVPN.com/chaos to get 3 months free. Hide your porn history. Great. All right, listen, I've been using Babbel, which is a language learning app, because my family speaks mostly Spanish and I know they talk shit about me and then laugh at me. And now they don't know that for the past 3 months, I know exactly what they say. I know exactly what a bendejo means because I've been using Babbel, okay? So Babbel, what it is it's 15-minute language learning lessons that make it perfect to learn language on the go. I remember I went to Paris. Me and Vinny went to Paris, and all we did was eat Italian food. And when I say Paris, I mean we went to Pret-a-Manger in Times Square. But anyway, I learned French for it, and the only word I learned and remember was fromage, which means cheese. But now with Babbel, because I know Spanish now, I could say yo soy cheese, yo soy queso, I am cheese. Because I learned Espanol with Babbel, la pingüina, el blanquito. So 3 months, what you could do with your 3-month Babbel subscription is you're going to get an additional 3 months for free if you go to Babbel.com and put in the code chaos. That's Babbel.com, promo code chaos. You're going to get 3 months free on a 3-month package. Go to Babbel right now. Muy bien, conquistador. Oh, yeah.
No, really, really. Just live your life. Be yourself.
Here we go.
Feel free to do whatever you want to do.
Here's another fan question. We'll just ask one more. ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. I just love what TT's here. I would love to ask a question. So here we go. Finally to my question, which I would love your advice on, Chris and Jasmine, a.k.a. Vinny, if she isn't busy being super pregnant or tending to your new little girl. So she is busy being super pregnant. So we got the next best thing. If we can't get Vinny, a.k.a. Jasmine, we get TT Jerry. So what she says is, I'm having a dilemma with my creativity and my family. I've been having the most difficult year of my life so far, and like so many of us. And one way for me to deal with this is by writing. Usually I write poetry, but I've been really inspired to write stories. And the more I get into them, the more I think of what I like to do when my life's completed. Most of the aspects of my stories I'm writing are deeply involved in my own issues, but not just myself, but issues I have with my friends and family. Through writing this stuff down is therapeutic, and I'm proud of my work. I can't help but feel I will never be able to share it with anyone once it's completed. I believe that my point of view on family and friend issues will backfire at me, and instead of being proud of my writing, it will become everyone being mad at me. I know that you talk about all your family and friends in your stand-up, and I'm sure not everyone in your life loves what you share. Do you have any advice for me on how I can navigate this situation? Thank you so much. Sending so much love to you and your family, Jenna. Wow, Jenna, you hit my life on the head. Did Jasmine tell you to write this? Are you, what the hell? So she's... Well, what I think, TT, is if you're going to write about your friends and family, you have to understand that there are people that are going to take things the wrong way. It's right. your creativity. Sure. It's your passion. Nobody gets mad at a painter when they paint their, you know, family or paint somebody in a artistic way, in a creative way. But they get mad at comedians or poets or writers because they feel like there's a lot of insecurity, first of all, in family and friends. They right. want, they think anything you say is about them. Right. There's many times in my stand-up where I say, my mother, my father, my girlfriend, my friend, and it's not my mother, my father, my girlfriend, my friend. I'm just putting it in that context to make the audience feel like, hey, these problems are very close to my family. But not everything I say my mother did or my father did or my girlfriend did, they actually did. Somebody else may have done it, but instead of saying, right. instead of having all these degrees of separation, I'll say my family
my
did
family
it.
My family did
That's what
it.
I do. Right. So, and then sometimes my actual family gets mad and I have to tell them it's not about you.
It's not about
it's you. Not about you. But a lot of people have a tough time accepting that it's not about them, so they get mad at you.
But sometimes it could be about them.
That's true too.
You know? Sometimes they're writing that, whatever she's writing there, whatever, it could be about their family and it could be true. You know?
Would you get mad at somebody if somebody was writing stories about you? Would you get mad at them or would you be like, hey, do you?
I don't get mad at nothing.
Nothing, right? Is there anything, gets you mad?
Nothing gets me mad.
Not anymore.
I'm a happy person. The only thing that got me mad was being locked up in them behind them bars.
Right.
Behind that wall. I'm free now. So why should I let anything bother me now?
That's a great point.
Well, you did get mad at the helicopter company.
When I got my freedom back, why should I let
anybody... Yeah, but Pimp said you got mad at the helicopter guy when he canceled.
Remember when they called us?
I got a little upset at him, but... But I was still happy afterwards that we took pictures. I was still happy. I'm a happy person.
Yeah.
You know, why should I be sad or mad or angry all the time when I want to live my life now? I want to see happiness. I want to enjoy the rest of my life.
No, it's so true, but that's why I love TT. I took her to the side of the road in Staten Island filled with heroin needles and bags.
I loved it.
And TT was skipping around.
Just
yeah,
loving
like a little
it.
Girl, right? Just yep. jumping over the rocks and everything.
Jumping on
freedom
shit.
Is such a beautiful thing.
And a lot of people freedom. Don't realize that.
And people don't realize that, guys, freedom is beautiful.
Right.
Don't fuck up. Well, live your life.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. As somebody, because I was watching a show yesterday about this guy. It was called Dream Killer. I think it was on. It was interesting. It was about this guy who was wrongfully in prison for 10 years. And his father did everything he could to get him out. And finally, he got him out because his friend had a dream that he killed somebody and blah, blah, blah. And whatever. There was mad corruption at the DA's office. And they put this kid in prison. And he was saying, being in jail for these 10 years and having my freedom taken away, he's like, my whole life has changed. He was like, I don't get mad at these stupid things anymore. I'm happy to just be walking and talking and the basic things in life.
Damn right.
And so a lot of us feel we don't even realize how privileged you are just to be able to walk, talk, and have our freedom, even if we don't have the job we want or the body we want or the life we want. But you, as someone who had your freedom taken away, you feel so much happier now in life.
That's right. I feel so much happier now. Like you just said, not having the right job or whatever. No, but I got my freedom.
Right, that's the main thing.
That is so beautiful, and I could work my way up from now on. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? It's going to take step by step, but the most important was having my freedom back.
Right.
That is the most beautiful thing in life.
It's having your freedom.
Being free. Even when you in a situation when you marry with kids and wives and everything, it's good to have your little space and feel that little freedom.
So you're saying I can have a little bit of freedom on the side from Vinny?
I can
have a little bit of freedom or no?
I'm saying I don't think ain't nothing wrong by you having your little freedom and she's having her little freedom.
There you go.
But as long as you know what to do and... You know what I'm saying? Now fuck it up. But do the right thing. Hello.
Yo, I'm having so much fun right now because I know Vinny doesn't want to get out and yell beautiful. At me. So I can just talk so much shit.
You got to give people their freedom. You got to give people their space. But you also got to be careful, though.
Yeah, no, I know. You got to be careful.
You
got
to be careful.
No, but that's actually a beautiful thing what
Titi
said.
Bad people out there.
So if you're out there, and you're, upset with something that's going on in your life, but you're not in prison and you have the ability to walk and talk and breathe air and you should feel so blessed. That's such an amazing, powerful thing that you just said.
Yeah, you should feel blessed of who you are. You should thank God and bless yourself for walking around this.
Let me ask you this.
Another day.
After you want to go get a mani-pedi? I'll pay for a manicure-pedicure for you. You want one?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a mani-pedi? No. You haven't gotten a mani-pedi since you got out of jail?
Wait a minute. This brings me to a bit I thought of.
Yes.
TT's bucket list.
TT's bucket list. So what we're going to do for TT is, because we realized a couple of weeks ago, we went out to Long Island to look at a house, and TT told us, in my 50 years, I've never been to Long Island. TT's born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. She was like, I've never been to Long Island. And then we sat down to eat at a restaurant, and we realized, oh, you very rarely in your life even sat down at a restaurant.
I've been
but not that much.
Places. I've been upstate to
in
almost,
prison.
Oh, stay, yeah, but
on a bus,
handcuffed and shut like this on a bus
with a breakfast sausage
cows,
in your ass.
I see pigs. I see chickens.
Yeah,
I see farms.
Yeah,
but through the window of a bus.
That's what it is. You know? So now you're free. So what? But what we think about this is so beautiful, TT, is we want to do TT's bucket list, where we want to things that you want to do in your life. So especially, listen, you get off probation, God willing, in 2 years. So we can't do things out of the state of New York. So we're going to do things in the state of New York, take you to places that you've never been in, have you experienced things that you've never experienced. Me and Homeless Pimp are going to do that. And we're going to call TT's bucket list. We're going to put out on my YouTube at youtube.com/ChristyComedy and follow along the journey to have TT experience all these new things. So we're going to take you to restaurants. We're going to take you to upstate. We're going to take you to the Catskills, but not in prison. We're going to drive past the prison that you were in and then take you to a nice resort.
Give him the finger.
Give him the finger. Yeah, just be careful that, I don't know if you can legally do that. I don't know. The last thing I need is for you to go back in.
Nothing wrong with that. You could give the finger to a fucking wall.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know.
TT's never performed at a sold-out show.
TT's never performed at a sold-out show. What else? We thought of some other things. What are some things that you want to do that you haven't done? You've never been to Long Island, so we're going to take
you. I want to do so many things. And not only for me, but for you guys, for all my fans.
Yes.
I want to make you laugh. I want to make you happy.
What about the beach? You ever been to the beach?
Yeah, I've been to the beach.
No, but not Coney
Island. Sex in the beach and everything.
Okay.
Oh,
not Coney Island, though. You're the condoms that are always floating in the water. No, they don't use condoms, right? No, but we still want to take you out to Long Island.
I mean, I was in all my life in prison, you know.
Right.
Of course.
What are you dying to try? What have you always fantasized about doing?
Yeah, is there something that you really want to do? The helicopter ride, we're going to cross off the list.
Oh,
you've never been in a plane or a helicopter, so we're going to get
travel.
You airborne for
I
the first
travel.
Time.
I want to explore the world. I want to see the world.
But remember, you can't because you're on probation. So
we'll fly to Buffalo.
Yeah, well, we can fly. Oh, Niagara Falls. We're going to go to Niagara Falls in Buffalo. What do you think of that?
Yeah,
you want
to? I don't want to go to Buffalo. I was up in Buffalo like 15 years. I've actually lived in Buffalo.
You know everything about Buffalo.
I could have seen the Niagara Falls from my jail.
Could you really?
From Franklin. It's only like 20 minutes away.
Damn.
I mean, we got to pull some strings. Let's get her on Broadway.
Yeah, we got to get her on Broadway.
I want to do so many things. I just want to do so many things.
Do you want the vaccine?
And
should we get you the vaccine?
And I'm getting my license soon.
Wow, so, TT's getting her driver's
I'm
license.
I'm getting my car.
You want to drive my car?
I'm saving up money to get me a car.
We're going
to
get you a car. And you've been saving money, and you've been working. You've been cleaning this house twice a week, saving up money. We got the money stored for you. You're going to get some more jobs. So you're doing what you need to do.
But did we ever get her fantasy? What is your fantasy of what something you want to do on your bucket list?
Yeah, what's something that's on your bucket list that you'd like to do before you died? That's in the United States.
Before I die?
Yeah.
Parachuting.
Parachuting?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Long Island.
So we're going to go parachuting on Long Island.
Will you go parachuting with me?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I know you ain't. I know definitely you ain't.
What do you mean I'm not going to? I'll do it with you. I'll do a tandem time to you.
if Pimp said hell no, I know definitely you ain't going
to. I'd do it.
Are you scared to die?
Life is about taking chances.
Let's do it.
There you go. Clip that.
Life is about taking chances, guys.
Absolutely. TT has full blown AIDS, so he knows.
No, I don't.
What don't you don't? I don't. No.
Okay. No. You stupid. Get out of here. I'm gonna shoot. Give me that gun.
No, don't go back to jail.
What else you done to do?
Parachuting.
When you were sitting in prison, what were you dreaming about doing getting out?
That's a good question, Pip. What was the number one thing you were thinking about when you were in prison?
Oh my God, regretting all the things that I have done. That's what really goes through your mind when you locked up. Yeah, not being with your family and all that. So many beautiful times you could have spent with your family. How much time you regret doing what you did. Shut up.
Oh, that's your phone?
My phone, yeah.
I love that you have. Now, that's a John Legend song. What do you think of his wife, Chrissy Teigen? What do you think of his wife, Chrissy Teigen, being canceled for being mean to people? Have you seen that thing?
She's being what?
Chrissy Teigen, she was being mean to people and would bully people And here the Chrissy Teigen, because all of a sudden all over Twitter, like 2 weeks ago, I said hashtag Chrissy was all over, and I was like, oh shit, I thought I was canceled, but it was Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen, because she would message people and bully people.
Why would she do that?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Because the fact that she's a bully, does that make you feel different about her husband's songs? Or you don't care what his dumb wife did?
No, I would take her husband away from her.
Oh!
Nah, keep bullying people. Keep on bullying people,
so
Miss Honey.
So you're saying right now to the camera, Chrissy Teigen needs to watch her back because you watch will take John Legend.
Because Diddy Jerry will go out there and take your man. Oh! Then who's going to be bullying who?
Yo, shit. And by the way,
treat people with respect.
Yes.
Treat people with love.
Yes.
Why would you want to put people down? She got everything she wants. You know what
right,
I'm saying? She
I agree.
Got money. She got everything. Why would you want to bother and bully other people?
Exactly. I want to let you know that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp. If you need therapy right now, if you're a real nutbag like me, then go to BetterHelp. What BetterHelp does is it assesses your needs and matches with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, so it's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Because the last thing you want your neighbors to know is that you're a fucking schizo and you're going to therapy every day. Instead, you do this from the privacy of your own home online, okay? Online, nobody knows about this but you and your genitalia and the therapist. So all you got to do is go to betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP.com/chaos, and you're going to get 10% off for all the Chrissy Chaos listeners. So betterhelp.com/chaos and get 10% off. Get your mental health in check. The last thing we need you is getting out there and spraying up a library because you haven't gotten laid in a week. So go to betterhelp.com/chaos. Vinny is doing squats off to the side because she's trying to bring on labor, and I had to cancel my TV show, and I just got hit in the ass for $1,500 because JetBlue won't give me my fucking money back. So guess what I'm going to do right after I get off this ad is go to betterhelp.com/chaos and get 10% off because I need to speak to a therapist. So this next ad is called Canva Pro. Now, Canva Pro is everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audios, and graphics. It's the easy-to-use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. Whether you're a professional designer or just getting started, Canva Pro can help boost you and your team's productivity and creativity. Do we need Canva Pro, Pimp? Are you and Venati on Canva Pro?
We actually use it. Yeah, a lot of the weird, like... At one point, I think I put a couple guys kissing over you.
Oh,
I got that off Canva
that's
Pro.
That's Canva Pro?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So look at this. Pimp uses Canva Pro because I'm not the tech guy. Pimp is. So Pimp uses Canva Pro. So there you go. It's even autism friendly.
Yeah, it's great. You go on there, you download templates for your business card, for
anything.
Presentations, Instagram, editing.
Can we make templates of TT on it?
Of course.
Okay. So if you want to make your TT templates, go to Canva Pro. You can design like a pro. So all you got to do is go to canva.me/chaos to get your free 45-day trial. That's canva.me/chaos to get your free 45-day trial.
It was so weird. This young blonde girl was dating a really old rich guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Teigen was like DMing her to kill herself, that she's a gold digger. Fuck you.
I think Chrissy Teigen suffers from alcohol abuse, though, too, I'd imagine.
She ain't ugly. She's pretty.
Both of them are pretty girls. Yeah. You know, but I think the thing with Chrissy Teigen is, I think...
Why is she famous? I don't get who she is.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I think that she's... I'm not hating on her. I genuinely just don't know what it is. Yeah. But I think that she suffers from alcohol abuse. So sometimes when you get... Not that it's an excuse, but she probably was blackout drunk when she's sending these messages and woke up the next day and it's like, oh, I don't even mean to do that.
I mean, a lot of these artists and actors, they all suffer from any kind of alcohol.
Well, you're an artist.
Pills, you know... Painkillers. Look at Michael Jackson.
I know.
Michael Jackson died on.
Who's your favorite singer of all time? Who's your favorite?
My favorite singer.
Favorite singer. Favorite.
One was Michael Jackson.
Number one, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And George Michael.
George Michael's too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think about Michael Jackson with the kids allegations?
Did that bother you?
No, it didn't bother me because I really didn't believe he was child molester to kids. He just loved kids. You know, and people always see in a different way just because he's around kids and he doesn't have a wife and, you know, and shit, a lot of shit going on. But I don't believe he was a child molester.
No. There's a lot of shit going on.
I think he loved kids so much that he was
that
always...
But he fucked him, yeah.
That used to make him live, and that used to make him live even longer.
If you had that much money, TT, would you own an amusement park?
Yeah, TT,
in your house.
If you had Michael Jackson money, would you own an amusement park and a zoo and have it in your house? If you had Michael Jackson money?
Back of my house?
That's what he had. He had an amusement park and a zoo. Yeah.
Why not?
Speaking to Mike.
Why not? Yeah, I would do that.
Have you ever been on a roller coaster?
Yeah, I've been on a roller coaster.
Which one? The
up
cyclone?
And down. Huh?
Up and down.
Where? What do you mean up and down? No, I'm not. It's not a sex thing. I'm talking about an actual roller coaster.
Oh, that kind of roller coaster.
Who the hell is called? Is that your parole officer? Pick it up. Could that be your PO?
No. It's,
you sure?
I don't know who it is. I am picking it up. This is getting good over here.
Is it the guy you have from England?
Huh?
What
no,
about that guy?
He don't call me at this time.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. TT has a little boyfriend in England.
Right now it's nighttime over there.
Yes, right now it'd be
London,
it's 6 hours ahead. It's 8:41.
It's 6 hours difference.
Ahead. So it'd be 8:41 p.m. because it's 2:41 right now. Okay. Yeah, she was telling us about the boyfriend she has in London.
He calls me around 12 o'clock, 12 at midnight.
What's his name?
12 at midnight.
What's his name?
John.
If you're listening, I'm not sure if he wants the show, but do not break TT's heart. Oh, yeah. TT single.
That's I'm single. Wow.
Hit those DMs. Has anyone DM'd
all
you?
He's in London. What the hell?
I know. You can't go out there for another 2 years.
No.
Has anyone messaged you from the show, like looking to hang out?
Yeah, but I'm not going to
say. No, you're not going to blow them up.
No.
Longfellow Deeps 31.
Females, some cool females, they didn't want their dogs to hang out with me and everything. Go show them around the city. Too far to show them around the city and everything.
So
and
do
I'm
it.
Very welcome to do that. Whenever they're down here in New York.
Yeah.
Get contact with Chrissy. Over
I mean,
there,
TT as a tour guide. I mean,
and
what are
I
we
would
doing?
Take you
is that,
all
is that
around
what we have
the
to
city?
Do?
I would take you around my hand, around the city. I was anywhere you want to go, guys.
Right, anywhere you want.
I'm here for you. TT Jerry's here for everybody.
Hit us with some Manhattan tour guide stuff you would show us.
Yeah, what would be the first place you would if I came in? Let's say I'm from Kansas City or somewhere, and I come in and I want to go see Manhattan. What's the first place you would take me if you were the TT tour guide?
From the World Trade Center.
Right, and what would you say about that? How would you?
I would give him the story, which you already probably know the story and everything.
No, what happened?
Show them the fountains that they made
of
the two World Trade Center.
But what's the story?
And
what would you say is the story? No, don't hit me. I'll call the cops. You'll go right back to Buffalo.
Wait a minute, TT, were you in jail for 9/11?
Yeah, were you in jail? Wait,
shut up.
TT, do you love me? Are you riding? Delilah, go in your room. So you take him to the World Trade Center, and then what would you do?
Wait a minute, where was she for 9/11?
Oh, yeah, where were you? Were you actually in jail on 9/11?
Yeah, I was locked up. I was locked up when that happened.
So they knew you weren't involved?
Yeah, they knew I wasn't around.
Like, I need to be walked through TT figuring out what 9/11 was when it happened.
Yeah, so tell us, what was it like? Do you remember 9/11 in prison? What happened?
Yeah, I was. I don't know what I was doing, but it was early in the morning.
Yeah,
I was
9
inside my cell.
And they came and said, hey.
No, I had my TV.
Oh, you had the TV in the cell. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Because, you know, the thing is, you know.
No, I didn't have my TV in my cell because at that time you didn't have no TVs in your cell. There was a TV in front of my cell.
That you could see. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this. Do you think, you know, again, being, you know, because I feel like inmates, you know, prisoners are very smart. You have a lot of time to sit there and think. As soon as those planes hit the World Trade Center, did you know that that was not an accident and that was a terrorist?
We already knew.
In prison, you guys knew.
No, once the second plane hit,
we already knew. Did you have any terrorists in jail with you anyway? Any of the terrorist guys in your prison? Or they wouldn't be in prison with you, right?
No.
So you didn't know anything?
No.
Wow.
And what did the other inmates think? What was the consensus? It was a conspiracy?
The same thing that I was thinking.
That is terrorism. So what do you remember you guys were talking about in there?
Like, those buildings are going down.
You didn't know that it was a conspiracy.
No, because they tried it one time, remember? In
1993.
When they first tried it with the World Trade Center.
They blew it up
blow
in 93.
It up from 93. The bottom. I don't know.
Were you in prison for that one, too? Were you in prison
for that? No, I wasn't in prison for that. I wasn't in prison all my life because
But now, but you know what's so beautiful about it, TT? The first 50 years of your life, you were pretty much in prison, on and off. The last 50 years, you're not going to be in prison. You're going to be free. Free opening game. 50 years,
I'll probably be 6 feet underground. What the fuck?
No, you're going
to... 50 more years.
You don't think you're going to live to 100?
I won't be able to live 50 more years.
But TT, you don't see like we're going to be able to put our brains into robots? You wouldn't do that to live forever?
I mean, but it wouldn't be the same because you wouldn't... Your body wouldn't... What you mean, put your brains into robots?
They're
like
figuring
they
out a way to download your brain
and put it in a robot?
Yes. Yes. They're figuring it out. Right now, as we speak, Elon Musk. You think Elon Musk is hot or no?
I don't think I will like that.
Is he cute, Elon Musk, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought you don't like white guys. I like white guys. Put in your I like white
news
guys, but I prefer black guys, but I still date white guys. Why not? White guys are
same-sies.
Fucking handsome. They're
they are.
Handsome.
I'm handsome, right?
Yeah, you're very handsome, dude. Yes. Ready?
Now, were any of the prisoners happy that it happened?
Oh,
no,
yeah, good question.
A lot of them weren't happy because a lot of them have families around there.
So they were nervous.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them were sad. A lot of them were crying. A lot of them were nervous, getting on the phone, making phone calls.
Making sure everybody's okay.
It was really sad that day.
I did see one thing fucked up about that day. On Twitter the other day, someone found their copy, just to show how disgusting the media really is.
Why?
Somebody found their copy of like Newsweek. And literally, look at this. It's 9/11 awful photos with ads all over the photos.
Oh, my God.
Which is V8 ads and
Jesus.
Ads for cat food. And they have people surviving.
Disgusting.
You know
what?
This guy said on when that happened, he said that New York was missing his two front teeth.
Wow.
He said that.
In prison?
Yeah. When the World Trade Center came
They got
out.
His two front teeth knocked out. That's
yeah,
actually pretty witty.
The two towers.
That's true.
Now I'm just thinking of world moments that TT was in prison for.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. You were in prison for the 2008 economic crash.
Yes.
The iPhone.
Yeah. Oh you were in prison for all that.
I got to cash up to a lot of shit.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? 9/11. Because, you know, I was in high school when that happened. I know this is weird that we're going into 9/11, but hey, it's Chrissy Chaos. It's what happens. Two stories that were wild that, like, were both, like, you know, so one... A kid I went to high school with, both his parents worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, which was the floor that lost everybody. Everybody died there.
Yeah.
And his parents would always be at work. Every day would be at work at like 8 a.m. They were very early birds. So they would have been up there at 8:30, you know, 6 or whatever, when the first plane hit and killed everybody up there. That morning, for whatever reason, they were having marital problems. Like, they just couldn't get their marriage together, unbeknownst to their son. Because when the towers fell down, their son was hysterical crying because he was like, I know my parents are dead. I know what they work on, whatever floor. And we were like, you know, don't worry about it. You don't know, blah, 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 calming him down. His parents that morning decided to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know what? We're going to call our boss. They said, we're going to come in at 9 a.m. They sat down at a restaurant or a diner on the, you know, right in lower Manhattan, right outside the World Trade Center, maybe even in the World Trade Center, and said, let's draft up the divorce papers. Let's have breakfast. Let's figure out how we're going to tell the kids it's over. And while they were sitting down on the ground level, the planes hit. And they survived. They were the only two to survive. And then when we came back to school a couple of days later, they were like, you know, my friend was like, we thought that his parents were gone. And they were like, no. And then he told us the story. And we were like, oh, my God. And then my other friend.
Wait a minute. Did they get the divorce?
No. That's the thing.
What?
No. You ready for this story? Are you ready for this story? I swear to God, I'm not making this up. And listen, it's fitting. They didn't get divorced. They stay married for 5 more years. Their son comes out of the closet. Then they get divorced.
Oh.
I swear to God. Happy Pride.
Nice.
I swear to
God.
5 years later on the son's college graduation, because we went to the same college. We all knew he was gay. He graduated from college.
So
told his parents.
Because their parents were gay.
He was gay. His father or whatever couldn't take it. Caused problems. The issue. A year later, they're divorced. Bang.
So they
Happy
got
Pride.
Because his father couldn't take it.
Talking to Mike.
Exactly. Exactly.
So then they got divorced because his father.
That's what it is. Well, that might be part of the story. It's ridiculous.
Because,
that was also 15 years ago. Now,
he
if your child
on
is
his wife,
he probably was. Yeah. He was cheating on his wife with you. He was gay.
Also, like being in that couple, if I was that guy, God saved us because we hate each other. We have to be apart.
Yeah, like we that to me, I'd be like, literally, he wants us to get divorced. He wants us to be happily divorced. But But yeah, that's stupid. But the fact that anybody would you know, break up their marriage because now it's like, if my kid was gay, you ask me that question, I wouldn't give a shit at all if my kids are gay. Like, whatever makes you happy, babe. Yes. It's actually be a relief. If my daughter's just a fat lesbian, they don't have to worry about guys that look
gay. Why are you going to make your daughter unhappy?
No, make them.
Because she's gay or your son turns out to be gay. Let them.
I saw a picture of your father, by the way, that you posted on for Father's Day. Was he happy? Was he okay accepting that when you said who you were?
Yeah, he knew that at that time. He knew that I was
because you were wearing your sister's clothes.
No, he never seen me dressed as a girl.
Oh,
but he had an idea. He knew, but he still accepted me. He still loved me.
That's great.
Gave me a hug. Every time he used to see me, we used to go see him and everything.
Listen, you guys can have the concern.
I mean, don't judge people.
People can have opinions.
Life is beautiful. Accept them the way they are.
People can have opinions, whatever they want. Like, listen, everybody, I'm pretty much Chrissy down the middles. Maybe at times I lean to the right. But it's just like, listen. You want to be gay, okay? You want to express who you are, express who you are. The people that don't want gay marriage are like, what the fuck are you doing, okay? Suck my ass. Suck the condoms out of my ass.
Suck it off.
Who cares? Let people do whatever they want to do. Just stop with that. Stop with the no gay marriage. Let people marry. It has nothing to do with you. If whatever people want to
like
do, that's
I
fine.
Said, freedom,
fine.
Freedom.
And even
let
people like,
live.
I like the guys
let
like,
them
oh,
free.
I like the guys who are like, oh, well, people could be gay, but just don't hit on me. It's like, they're not going to hit on you, you fat fuck. And even if they do, at least you'll finally get a little attention. You can hit on me if you're gay. Yeah, I'm not a gay guy, but you kiss me on the lips. At least, you know, I'll feel good for that day. I'll feel vindicated. I'll feel like, oh, shit, maybe I do look good in purple.
No, guys like that are always throwing comments to others, just like on my last episode that I said on the broadcast.
Oh, what?
About people. Those are the ones that are always talking about, oh, he turned out to be gay. I don't like gay people. And on the down low, those are the first ones that are getting their shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting their shit off. It happens a lot.
I believe
it. A lot of dudes that talk about gay people don't like gay people.
They're gay.
They're getting their shit done on the low. And I believe when a dude like you is openly free.
Free
and
open
everything.
Gay.
You're not gay. Because you love everybody. You get along with everybody.
I'm not gay.
You
listen.
And you're freely talking about it.
You give me a white wine and a Tylenol PM,
talk about
anything
it
can happen.
They got
that's the other thing, you know.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory. I think being straight is going to go out of style and everyone's going to go gay and reproduce with clones.
Yeah, being
that's
gay.
That's a wild theory.
Being gay, being gay is the style now. That's the style.
Being gay is in style.
And being gay is not being gay. Being gay is being happy.
Yeah.
You feel gay today, right?
I feel look gay. At my shirt.
Super gay. Right?
We all feel gay today. We're having a great gay day. Yeah. It's Pride Month. We're all feeling gay and free. It's beautiful. Yeah. Top 10 most ridiculous trends that went viral on TikTok so far this year. Okay, number one, people started putting ice cubes in their vaginas, claiming that it helped with depression and anxiety, make your vagina tighter, and treat warts. I'm listening.
Ice
in the punan. Let's see. Oh, we can't show it?
She's not doing
it. Oh, I lost it. It's in her vagina.
Yeah, there she goes. She's feeling it.
Do you want a vagina or you don't want a vagina?
Hell no.
You just
no.
want you want breasts and a penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want no vagina.
No.
Hell no.
What's the reason you think? Too much?
Cause I like to get my shit off too.
Right?
Shit.
Right. Fair
I'm
enough.
Being real, I like to get my shit off too.
So I get to the mic, yeah. I get it.
I mean, I when I interviewed her for the questions from the fans, you said once a year you have to teach a bitch a lesson. That's why
yes,
you keep your penis.
Once a year,
so what does that mean?
No, but when I'm
speaking
with
to, Mike,
into the mic, into the mic.
When I'm with a dude too, you know, I like to feel, you know.
Yes.
Get my shit off too.
Why not?
What the hell is the use of you laying there? You ain't feeling nothing. Cause once you get a pussy or whatever, that's it. They say you ain't got no more feelings there.
Right.
I don't know if that's true though.
Listen, right into the show. Email chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com. If you're a post-op transsexual and you have a pussy, do you still have feelings in it? TT would like
no,
to know.
Because two of my friends committed suicide because of that.
Really?
The sex change and everything. They didn't feel no more urge, no more horn. They get horny, nothing. They don't feel none of that. They committed suicide.
Wow.
Two of them committed suicide.
Actually, I saw the Russian TV did a documentary on people that get the operation commit suicide.
Yeah, but they said that now they got a new one that they could make you feel.
Okay.
Interesting.
Something. I don't know.
Hey, whatever.
I don't know if it's true because it's crazy. This world is crazy.
All right, so there you have it. TT doesn't want a pussy.
But I still don't want one because, hey.
All All right, baby.
I love ass.
This has been Christy Chaos. We love it. Email me, ChristyChaosPodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to book TT for the cleaning service. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. ChristyComedy.com. I'm doing stand-up all over. Check tickets. Tickets are selling out. Providence, Rhode Island almost sold out. Fox Theater almost sold out. Second show added. Zany's Nashville. Eatontown, New Jersey almost sold out. Go get tickets. Philadelphia is sold out. Thank you. ChristyComedy.com.
Thank you, guys.
Cleaning houses, painting houses. He loves ass.
Call me. I'm here for you guys.
Call everything. He will Clorox that ass. And TT's looking for love. We're going to hit you up. We're going to be on the helicopter ride tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic and beautiful. And I love you so much, TT. And TT found my gold chain. I was missing my gold chain, and TT found it. It was in my sock drawer wrapped around Vinny's vibrator. Oh, my God.